And hello and welcome to this week's edition of Coach's Corner. I'm Alex Benzagalin. This week it's all track, and we talk to the head coach of the girls track team for your Wildcats in Coach Spencer Ross. First coach, how are you?
Doing well. Nice to see you again. It's track season.
Yeah, it is track season. And I just want to ask you about how the meet went first off here today. Obviously, some positive results here tonight.
Yes. So we had our first meet last week. Kind of got some baseline times. We didn't want the girls to worry too much. Everybody's stressing right now. You know, they're comparing themselves and where they're at right now to their, you know, their personal bests from last season. And so just trying to get through to them that you know, we're here at the beginning of the year, and we're just trying to get some ideas of where we're at and how we can adjust some time. So as far as tonight went, we saw lots of improvements from last week. So that just tells me and the other coaches that we're heading in the right direction, and that's all we're after right now.
And your team piled on a lot of points. Just some highlights. I thought Morgan Mann was very impressive tonight.
She is. She's kind of one of those kids you can almost put her in any event. I suppose we could probably put her in an 800, and we might try that later this year. But you know, she's kind of young enough that she doesn't have the mindset yet that I'm just this. You know, she hasn't put herself in a box of any kind yet. So she's been open to trying new things, and we're going to kind of experiment with her a little bit as the season gets to a start on the outdoor, and eventually settle in on some things. But yeah, she's one of those pieces you can kind of move around a lot, and the more of those you have, the better team success we can have.
We're talking to Coach Spencer Ross of the Humboldt Girls track program as they have competed here tonight. I also want to ask you about your relays. What's your impressions? It's still early. You're probably trying to figure out your pieces. What's your thoughts on your relay so far?
We are. We kind of went heavy on the relays tonight. I guess you could say we loaded some of them up just to see where people are at. And I was happy with where we're at. Obviously, again, coming back to that earlier point that we know once we get outside on the bigger track, we just naturally see a little bit lower times. And so especially in these sprints, it's hard to sprint a full 200 meters here in these two sharp corners. And, you know, it's hard to compete with your outdoor time. And I think the girls are starting to figure that out. So I think we have a chance to do some good things with our relays. Again, like you mentioned, we're moving pieces around, kind of trying to figure what the best fit is. And we're a long way from that. But hopefully as the first few outdoor meets come into play, we can start to settle on some things.
A couple other performances I kind of want to highlight in the shot. I thought Riley Coyle, obviously a great athlete.
Right. Oh, yeah. She takes pride in her shot put and, you know, continues to improve. And when it's nice to see a kid get rewarded for a lot of the work that they're doing. And she's just one of them. So I look for her to continue to make improvements on that, you know, through the next couple months.
And I just want to ask you, how cool is it to have a home track meet in March in Humboldt, Iowa, in your own track?
This is amazing. And I don't know if the community knows this, but they allow us to come in here and practice for an hour every single day. And we talked about that before our first meet. The girls were all nervous, and I said, guys, you know, think about what everybody else has been doing. They've been running around in their hallways and trying to do sprints in their gym, and we've been in here. And that kind of eased their minds a little bit. So I know they're thankful. It's just another piece of the experience, you know. That's why I coach, is to help these girls have a positive experience, and this facility just adds to that. So very thankful to the Nielsens and everyone here that volunteers their time to run these meets for us.
And Coach, you got a little bit of a break now, right?
We do. You know, we've got about 3 weeks or so. I think our first meet's maybe the 8th in Clear Lake. Honestly, I haven't sat down and looked at the schedule that close, just knowing we've got a big break. But we've got some minor muscle soreness and those types of things that we're hoping we can get healed up, you know, over the course of the next week. And then we're going to hopefully get outside on the big track and get to work.
And hopefully the weather will cooperate.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
All right, Coach, appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is Spencer Ross, the head coach of the Humboldt Wildcats girls track and field program. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have more from Coach's Corner. presented by 716 Maine. Welcome back to Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Alex Benzagala. We just talked to Spencer Ross, the head coach of the girls' track and field program for your Wildcats. And now we look at the boys and how they did on this Friday evening. And I'm joined by Coach Greg Wickett. Coach, first off, how are you?
Really good. Fun to see you guys running again.
And so you're early in the season. You've had a couple meets. What's your impression so far of your team?
I'm cautiously optimistic, I think, at this point. You know, the first meet, we were still missing a bunch of the guys from basketball. They just had finished that last week, and we were actually missing a few guys that are dual sport. And so tonight was really the first full-on night I got to see everybody run. And so I was pretty happy with what I saw. You know, you always have an idea kind of going in where you're going to be, And I think we're probably pretty close to where I was hoping that we'd be at this point of the year.
And you got a lot of good performances in your meet here on this Friday evening. Would you like to highlight a couple things that really stood out for you?
Just going down the list of things that we finished well in. You start with the shot put. I thought that both Keenis McCullough and even Lohaus, they've been looking good early in the season. And we didn't have Keenis and Caleb McCullough last time, and they ended up both breaking their individual PRs and going 1 and 2 in the meet. Caleb got throughout there 47-11, and Ben shot a 46-9 out there, and those are great throws for this time of the year. You know, you start getting up there towards 50, and you start talking about Drake Relays qualifiers, and so they looked pretty good. High jumps, we got Jackson Dodd and Tyler Carlson both cleared 5-6, got in there for a couple places. That's good out of freshmen to see that. But, you know, just down the line, the medley got a second place in there and looked pretty good. You know, Jacobson, just coming off of basketball, ran a 2:09 indoors. That's a really good 800 time in that. Shuttle hurdle looked good, and I thought they would. You know, the shuttle hurdle is something we ought to be pretty good at with some of the guys we got coming back with Kuhn and Caden Madsen, and filling in a couple new guys. Corey Detman ran well in that, and again, Jackson Dodd, the good hurdler, comes. I had his uncle years and years ago who was a Drake Relays guy, and he kind of looks like that, like Tyler. So it was fun to see them get the win. You know, just down the list, 4x2s. Actually, the 4x, we had a couple 4x2s going pretty well. The first 4x2, Birdie Grote, Carlson, and Detman, they won it, but then you got our second one even got in there for, I think, third place with Jordan Kuhn, Ryder Wickett, Will Arness, and Colby Lane. I got in there for a third place. So you can't hardly complain about that. We're deep in our sprints, and it's fun to see that going on. Our 800 guys, 4x8, looked good, got in there for a second place. And then Madsen in the highs, won the highs. He hit about half the hurdles on the way down, but he's about 2 days back. So it's fun to see him doing well. And then Jordan Kuhn got in there for a second. So 1-2 in that as well. Guys in the 60 ran well. Jackson Chambers in the mile and in the 800 looked really good. He won the 800, and that was only about 30 minutes after finishing that mile. So he was really kind of gutted up there and did that. Jacobson got in there again for a win. I think I tweeted out that about 8 days ago he was hitting 4 threes in the first quarter, and now he's winning the 400. And so that was fun to see. Like I said, Chambers came back in that 800. Got some good performances out of guys in the 200, and then our 4x4. That's something we take, you know, year in and year out, we take pretty seriously. And got a win out of Mason Van Pelt, Birdie Jacobson, and Caden Madsen finishing that off, and blew the field away in that. So I can't hardly ask for a better performance early in the year, but it gives us somewhere to start and setting some goals on times and finishes, and it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out.
And one thing that I'm interested in, as I've told you before, I ran track in high school and college, but I just ran track. That was the only thing I could do. You have kids who just got off the basketball court state almost about a week and a half ago, and they really haven't had a lot of time to practice, have they?
No, definitely not. They've as a matter of fact, a couple of the guys have only been back a few days, and since this is the only indoor meet they could run, we wanted to run them even though they weren't ready. And some of that stuff showed, I think, a little bit. But overall, we got guys involved in everything. We had a bunch. We've got, I think, 5 kids that are dual sporting with either soccer or golf. We had all of them tonight for the first time, and they're putting in some long days. You know, a lot of them get up and lift at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then they go to soccer or golf practice. Then I'm working with them after that. And so they're getting plenty tired by the end of the day, and it's just – it's fun. We got – a school our size, we got to have multi-sport athletes even in the same season. But these guys are basketball players – wrestlers, football players, cross country guys, and it's a lot of fun to see these guys, especially when you talk about football and cross country. This kind of combines them both. You know, we got all the football players and all the cross country guys, and it's fun to, both had good falls, and now they're hopefully, transfer that into the spring.
And so if I'm not mistaken, you've got a little bit of a break now, right?
Yeah, which is nice. We need it. These meets are too early for us. But, we can't waste the great opportunity we've got at the rec center. To no other school in the state, has something this nice to work out in and run meets in. And, usually you'd have to go clear down to Des Moines or Ames or something to get. And we have to walk across the street, which is a huge advantage for us. But now we need to kind of just buckle down and train and get ourselves ready for the outdoor season. And it's a fast season. We're basically 6-7 weeks and we're done with the season after we start the outdoor stuff. And so it's not a lot of time, but I think we're ready to take the next steps, and hopefully we'll see and get a lot of it is also determined by weather in this part of the state, but hopefully we'll get some good weather and things will progress like I think they hopefully can.
All right, Coach, appreciate your time.
I appreciate you being here. Thank you.
That is the head coach of the Humble Wildcats boys track and field program. That is Coach Wickett. We continue on KHBT's 97.7 The Bull Coach's Corner here on this Saturday morning. Have a great day. Go Cats.